Welcome everybody to the PNP Core Component Training. This is the module about the Site Provisioning Framework. I am Paolo Pialorsi from PSIS.com, and here you can find my Twitter handle in case you wanna follow me on Twitter. Before moving to the contents of this module, let me remind you that the Office 365 Developer Pattern and Practices project is a community project which provides code samples, guidances, case studies, and monthly community calls in order to support the community of developers that want to develop solutions for Office 365 and for SharePoint on-premises. And we have some specific teams that we follow, like the SharePoint Add-ins model, the Microsoft Graph, and the Office 365 APIs, as well as the Office 365 applications, the remote provisioning, and the client-side development more in general. Here you can see the URL, the aka.ms/officedevpnp URL, which will lead you to the entry point of Office Dev PNP, and from there you will find almost everything you need to develop solutions for SharePoint Online, SharePoint on-premises, and Office 365 more in general. But let's see what we will see in this module. First of all, we will introduce the remote provisioning engine that we provide through the PNP core component. Then we will see how it works, and we will see a real demo of how to use it to do remote provisioning. And then we will complete the discussion talking about some key features of the engine. So first of all, what is the PNP provisioning engine? Well, the PNP provisioning engine is an open source community effort, which is a fundamental information. It is an open source piece of code you can find on GitHub under github.com/officedev/pnp-site-core, the source code of the entire core component, including the PNP provisioning engine. The provisioning engine is a framework which is provided to you to easily do remote provisioning using the core library of Office Dev PNP and using an object-oriented approach in order to improve the quality of your life and the quality of your code when you need to do remote provisioning. What are the main capabilities of this component? Well, you can automate remote provisioning. You can very easily get or generate a site template from an already existing site which is online, available on the browser. You can get the template from that site, you can extract it, and you can apply it onto a target site in order to move your artifacts, for example, from a development site onto one or multiple target sites that you want to create based on the model, on the site template that you created. And for example, just using the browser and your mouse or your keyboard. It is available as a component for Microsoft.NET, so you can use it in your development efforts. You can create your custom development solutions which leverage the library to do remote provisioning or to do extraction of templates from an already existing site. And we do also provide some PowerShell extensions that are really useful to do the most common tasks in the fields of getting or applying a provisioning template using the remote provisioning technique. It supports the idea of templating of sites and artifacts. That means you can create one or more templates that you can reuse in your own project so that you can better reuse your artifacts, and you can have a much more valuable return of investment if you are able to reuse what you do in multiple projects and in multiple sites. You can also do updates on your templates. So let's say if you right now create a template from an already existing site and later on you want to update that template site, you can do that. You can extract a new template from that site, and you can apply the delta onto any target site so that you can keep your site up to date to a common and shared templating model, which is really powerful when you work in a multi environment like testing and development, staging and production. We have a bunch of customers who use the PNP remote provisioning engine to do templating of artifacts in a development environment and in a development tenant. Then they extract the template from the development tenant. They create a template that they can apply on the staging and on the production environment, and they can keep those staging and production environment in sync with the development efforts simply by extracting multiple templates and applying those templates onto the target. And the engine will do the delta handling for you. So let's say that you have a template site that you created using just the web browser, just to make an example. And let's say that you also have an empty out-of-the-box theme site, for example, just created in SharePoint Online. Well, you can apply the template that you extract for the from the template site onto the empty out-of-the-box site in order to get as a result the out-of-the-box site with all the needed artifacts that you created in the template site created for you using the remote provisioning approach, which basically means that under the cover, the engine will use the client-side object model to create all the artifacts. So it will create lists, content types, fields, and whatever else. I will show you later what are the supported artifacts in the engine. And by using client-side object model, the PNP remote provisioning engine will create for you and will update for you all these artifacts onto the target site. From a developer perspective, thinking in C#, for example, using .NET framework, you can simply get access to the web object, which represents a website in a site collection, and you can invoke the getProvisioningTemplate method, which is an extension method that we provide through the core component of PNP. And if you target a site which is your site template, you can get back a template object, which can be used to be saved onto a template provider, which can be a file system provider, an Azure storage provider, or a SharePoint provider. What are the differences? Well, the file system one will save your template onto a file system file. The Azure storage will, on the contrary, save your file into the Azure Blob storage. And lastly, the SharePoint template provider will store the file template as a file element in a document library in SharePoint. Regardless the template provider you want to use and so what will be the persistent storage of your template, the template can be, for example, an XML file, which is not the only format that we support, but it is one of the most used formats. So you can save the artifacts, the list of artifacts and the entire template onto whatever template provider using, for example, an XML file. Just after that, you will be ready to load that XML file from the repository and apply it using the apply provisioning template method onto another target website. So basically, you get the template from a site, you save it somewhere, but if you want, you can simply keep it in memory and use it without saving it. It's not mandatory to save the file on the file system or wherever else. And then you apply that template onto a target simply by invoking the apply provisioning template extension method and, of course, by providing the template object that will represent the template that you want to apply. And just after that, the site B will behave and will have the same artifacts as site A, which is the model. And so you can pretty easily do provisioning and creation of artifacts of elements in your information architecture using this code-based approach, which means you can do that in your own SharePoint add-ins or Office 365 applications, and you can create all the artifacts needed to run your applications, your custom software solutions built on top of Office 365 or on top of SharePoint on-premises. What are the key features of the engine? As I already told you, the capability to export and import artifacts and configurations. I want to stress the following information. We do not export contents, files, or pages. There is an asterisk on this line because, to be fair, we only export the home page of a site to keep it as part of the main artifacts that represent a site template, as well as the page layouts if you are using a publishing feature in your site. But we do not export files from libraries, we do not export pages from the pages library if you use the publishing features, we do not export any kind of content from the template site. The template site is a template just for the artifacts and the configuration settings of the site, but not for the content. As I already told you, we do support delta handling, so you can do ongoing maintenance of your templates. And we also have an open model for the template formatters. So we are formatter independent. Right now we do support the XML schema, which is based on an XML schema defined at the community level. So we have a community project which defines the schema, and we have the PMP, Remote Provisioning Engine, which is another piece of code shared with the community and open source with the community. We also provide support for a JSON serializer in order to create a JSON file which will define your template. But as I told you, it is an open model, so you can create whatever formatter you like. And right now, we are under the process of creating some new formatters. For example, we are going to support the OpenXML format to better support very wide templates which are made of multiple files nested into multiple folders, for example. Lastly, we provide an extensibility model so that you can create your custom extensions which can be invoked while applying a template onto a target site. And pretty soon we will be able also to provide extensibility while extracting a site template from an already existing site. So, let's see how the PNP Remote Provisioning Engine works in practice, and let me show you just a short demo of this engine from a developer perspective and from an IT pro perspective as well. So, first of all, let me go to the web browser and let me show you this sample template site. This PNP provisioning demo site is made of some simple artifacts, like a document library called invoices, which of course, as the name implies, will host a list of invoices with some metadata information. We also have a price list, which is a list of products and prices. We also have our list of invoices, which has some custom fields like the invoice date, the invoice number, and the invoice sent on date. Right now we have also some content inside this template site, and let me show you. In the price list, for example, we have the capability to add a new price for a new product by leveraging not only the classic fields but also the taxonomy fields. So for example, I can create a custom product for core component training, and I can say that this price will refer to a specific product, which could be, for example, in Office 365 SharePoint Online. And as you can see, I'm using the taxonomy field to select the proper product, and I can provide a price for this service. Okay? Moreover, we have some settings like the custom logo, we have the custom background image, we have some other information inside my site. And what we can do now is to extract this site as a template and apply this site onto a fresh new and out-of-the-box theme site that I have created in my tenant. So let me show you how to do that. First of all, I will go into Visual Studio and I will create a new project, which could be a console application or whatever else. As long as it is a .NET application, it works properly with the PNP Remote Provisioning Engine. I will call this application Core Component Training 01. And first of all, in order to use the PNP Remote Provisioning Engine, I will have to add a reference to a new GET package, which will be the one of the Office Dev PNP. So I can search for Office Dev PNP. Here I can find two editions of the core component, the 15.1 targets on premises, as you already know, and the 16.1 targets online, which is my focus right now in my demo. I will install the latest version of the core component, and pretty soon I will have the entire ecosystem available to play with the core component, and my focus will be just the remote provisioning engine. I have, of course, to accept what will be done by the new GET package manager, And I will also have to accept the licenses of all the products that will be installed, of all the libraries that will be installed in my custom solution. And here I am. And just after a few seconds, I will have the Office Dev PMP core library for SharePoint Online ready to go in my project. We are pretty close to the availability of the library. Okay, pretty close to the end. And just after that, we will be ready to play with the library. As you can see, the core component is adding all the dependencies by itself. So just after that, and the process has just finished, you will be ready to play with it without any further need. And so if I close the package manager, I can go back here and I can play with my Visual Studio project. Now, let's say that I want to play with a web object from the client-side object model of SharePoint, which has to be referenced using the using statement. If I have a web object, let's call it web, I can invoke the getProvisioningTemplate method to extract the template from a live site, or I can call the applyProvisioningTemplate method to apply a template onto this site, as I told you during the presentation. So now let me play with some real stuff. Let me use some code snippets to make it easier for me to write and for you to follow the explanation. And let's see what we can do. So first of all, let me add some infrastructural information, like those required to retrieve some inputs from the end user, like the source site that I want to use to retrieve the template and the target site on top of which I want to apply a template, as well as the username and the password that I will use to access, to securely access my target environment. And because I will securely access the environment, I will use a secure string to store my password, which has to be retrieved using a dedicated method, which will be this guy, which will retrieve from the console the secure string which represents my password. Moreover, I will have to connect onto my target SharePoint Online environment and to get a reference to the source template site. So let me do that. Connect to SPO. I will create a client context object which will use a SharePoint Online credentials, set of credentials, to access the remote website, which will be the source URL provided by the user through the UI of this application. Just after that, I will be ready to extract to get a template from my site. So, for example, I will do something like that. I will define some startup information, which will instruct the engine about how to extract the information from the target site. So, for example, I will create a provisioning template creation information object, which will target my website. I will get the file system connector, which will target the file system to load or save the template files that I'm using. I will instruct the engine to persist all the branding files, that means the custom logo, the CSS file, any background image, and everything else that is needed to brand my site whenever I will reuse the template that I'm gonna go to extract. Then I will also define an anonymous delegate to follow the process, the progress of the getting my template from the site. And after that, invoking the getProvisioningTemplate method and providing this set of information, I will get back a provisioning template object, which is basically a domain model object, which will be made of a collection, of a set of collections of items like content types, like features, files, lists, and so on. So within this domain model object, I will have all the information related to the template I've just extracted from my site. After that, I will be ready to save my template onto the file system, for example. So I can, for example, invoke the save as method of a template provider, which will be the XML file system template provider. I have, of course, to do a using of the proper namespace for this guy, and just after that I will be ready to save my template onto a target folder, which will be the folder of my current application. So if I run this application like this, I will be ready to extract the template from my site. Let's do that. So let me build the application. And just after that, let me start it. I will have to provide to the application the URL of the source site, which is this one, the PNP provisioning demo. I will have to provide the target site URL, which is not yet used by the application, so it could be anything, to be fair, but I will still use the proper one. I will have to provide my credentials on my own tenant, and of course my password. Okay, let me put a breakpoint in my code that just to show you what happens. Here we are. We will invoke the getProvisioningTemplate method, and just after that, within a few seconds, as you can see, we are extracting the regional setting, the UI languages, the audit settings, the site security, the fields, and all the artifacts that made up our template site. And just after that, inside the template object, I will have all the information represented through the domain model object, which defines a provisioning template object. It usually takes quite a long while extracting the list instances because it is one of the most complex sections of any template site, and the same for the composed look and any page contents. And pretty soon, we are at step 11 of 14 steps. You will see we are extracting workflows, web settings, and we are done. And here we have an object, which is a complex type, which is made, for example, of a list of lists, which are the invoices list, here it is, as well as the price list, as you can see. And we also have all the other artifacts extracted from the template site. I will save my file on the file system, and so far I am done with this first demo. If I open my project folder, here you will see that I have my PNP provisioning demo XML file, and if I double click on it, you can see it is an XML file with a bunch of information which defines all the artifacts which have been extracted from the template site. You can recognize that we have a section of site fields, which are the site columns. We have some content types. We have some lists with all the views. We have the price list. We have some taxonomy fields, and so on and so forth. We have some web features, we have some custom actions, and stuff like that. We have the pages section with the home page of our site, and so on. Moreover, we also have the spcolor file, the PNG logo of the site, as well as the background PNG image of the site. So, how can I use these templates in order to apply it onto a target site? Well, pretty easily, we can do something like that. We can connect to SharePoint Online again. Now we will use the target site URL. We will have to load the template from the XML file. So, for example, we will do something like that. We will get the XML template provider, targeting the same folder as before. We will get the template from the file system using the file name that we used before to save the file. We will create a provisioning template applying information object, which will instruct the engine about how to apply the template onto the target. We will define a connector so that the engine will know from where to get all the support files like the logo, the background image, the spcolor file, just to make an example. And we will apply the provisioning template, which is this guy, on using this provisioning template applying information settings onto the target website. And just after that, we will have our site completely branded and customized with all the artifacts and settings coming from the template site. Moreover, before applying the template onto the target site, we can also do some customization. So for example, let's say that we want to add a custom list to the target site before applying it to the target. Well, we can do that simply by playing with the domain model object. We have the template, we have the collection of lists. We can add a custom list with some setup information, which will define what the remote provisioning engine will do in order to create the artifact onto the target site. So let's try and let's play with this code right now. So let me skip the first section. I will comment this part of my demo. And I will simply use the second part of the demo to apply the template onto the target site. So let me press F5 again. Let me provide the URL of the source site, even if we are not really using it. Let me provide the URL of the target site, which will be the real target right now of my demo. And again, my credentials. Here they are. So let me put another breakpoint here. Okay, we already have it. Sorry about that. And here we are. Let's create the client context, right? Let's define the SharePoint Online credentials and all the settings needed to play with the provisioning template. Let me load through the provider the template from the file system, and I have back my template that I saved before on the file system. Let me set up the provisioning template applying information. Let me configure my custom list just created in my custom code, and let me apply the template. And again, you will have the progress on the console screen. We are applying 12 steps. We are at step 5 of 12 right now. We are creating the content types. Then we will create all the list instances and all the other artifacts needed by the target site in order to be as like as the source template site. Okay, list instances. It will take a while, as I told you. And just after that, we will have all the other artifacts applied onto the target site. If in the meantime, we go to the target site just to see what is happening, I can come here and refresh this page. Just to show you that something is happening in the background, we already have the lists defined, probably not completely defined, but almost there. And pretty soon, we will also have all the artifacts. Now, the engine is uploading the files like the PNG logo, the PNG background image, and the SP color file. Right now, it is creating the home page. It is uploading and creating the home page, any custom action, and the composed look, as well as the search settings pretty soon, and the web settings. And just after that, in a couple of more of two more steps, the provisioning target site will be almost the same from an information architecture perspective as the source template site. Okay, usually the compose look takes quite a while because it has to create, dynamically create the CSS files and all the stuff needed, but we are pretty close to the end. Okay, we are done. So let me press F5 and let me close this console application. So refresh of this site and boom, you have the new site, the new branding with the background image, with the homepage, and of course without any of the contents, because as I told you, we simply export and apply the artifacts, the information architecture, the settings, but not the content. It is a feature by design. We don't want to export content. We simply want to export artifacts, settings, and information architecture. And if I go to my site contents, you can see I have my sample contents, I have my price list. And if I play with my price list, I can add a new item. which can be SharePoint Online Product, and I can select through my taxonomy the proper product. SharePoint Online, and I can provide a price for it. So we completely recreated the experience we had before into the new site. Well, and what if you don't like having to write always such kind of code? I mean, it works, it is brilliant, but you have to write quite a bunch of code. If you want to create a custom application, a custom solution, and you want to write your code, that's amazing, because you can simply write this kind of code and you will be done. But what if you want to simply move artifacts from one site to another, or if you want to do updates and you don't want to write code? Well, you can do that using PowerShell. So let me go to PowerShell and let me show you another very short demo. Okay, sorry about that. Here we are. Through the PowerShell extensions that we provide, you can do something like that. Connect to SPO Online. You can provide the URL of your source or target site. Let's say that you want to get the source site that we used before, so this guy. You can provide a set of credentials stored in your credential manager, or you can provide them explicitly while invoking the Connect SPO Online, which will be what I will do right now. So I will provide my credentials and my password. And just after that, I will be ready to do the get SPO provisioning template, providing the output file name, which could be ctemp.pnpcoretraining.xml. I can instruct the engine about what I want to do. If you think about what we did in the code sample, we had some information that we were able to provide to the engine in order to instruct it about how to extract the artifact. They are almost the same information. So I can persist branding files, for example, and I can do, for example, extraction of all the taxonomy information and stuff like that. And just after that, let me do that, I will be able to apply the provisioning template onto another target site. As you can see, we still have the progress even in PowerShell. And if in the meantime I go back to my browser, I have another site, which is again a fresh new theme site. I can get the URL of this site. I can go back to PowerShell, and I will be able to connect to that target site and to apply the SPO provisioning template, providing the path of the file that I've just saved right here. This is the cmdlet, and this is the path of the file. And I can again instruct the engine about where to find some information, the resources and stuff like that. And by doing that, I can simply apply my provisioning template onto the target site again, but this time using PowerShell without any real line of code. Under the cover, the PowerShell cmdlet will do the magic for us. And again, the engine is applying all the artifacts onto the target site. So pretty easy. And in case of any update onto the source template site, you will simply need to extract one more time the template and apply it one more time onto any target. And the engine under the cover will keep in sync the target site with the latest version of the provisioning template. Again, I can go back to the browser and show you that the list instances are popping up. Here they are. And pretty soon this site will behave as like as this guy and this guy as well. So let me go back to my presentation just to wrap up with some more useful information. First of all, as I told you, we do provide delta handling. We use base templates to implement delta handling. Whenever we extract a template from a site, we extract the template making a comparison with the original out-of-the-box base template, which could be the team site, the blog site, the publishing site, or whatever else. We store internally in the engine the base template created based on the out-of-the-box main site templates available in SharePoint and SharePoint Online. Then we use it also to do delta handling when we manage the update of artifacts across multiple versions of the site template. And when we do that, we always handle updates and additions. We do not, again, intentionally, it is another feature by design, we do not remove or delete anything, because we don't want to lose your information. So if you remove a field or a list from the source site template, we will not remove that field or that list from the target site. But if you add a new list, if you add a new field, if you add a new content type or whatever else, if you update a content type, we will do that onto any target site that you can keep in sync with the template site. From a general perspective, this is a long list of capabilities and features provided by the engine. We support SharePoint 2013 and SharePoint Online, and we are in the process of supporting SharePoint 2016. We do Delta templates, we support XML and JSON, site columns, content types, and lists and libraries. We support features, custom actions, files and pages. That means we do not extract files and pages, but if you want, when you apply a template, you can manually add files and pages to the template file or to the template domain model, and we will add them, we will create them onto the target site. We support taxonomies, decomposed look as you saw, policies for the site and for the web settings and regional settings. We support multi-language UI and resource files to provide resource-based titles and display names for fields and lists, for example. We can set up the audit settings using the engine. We can also extract and apply workflows as long as they have been created using SharePoint Designer. We do not support Visual Studio workflows so far. We export and apply the search settings, and we also handle some publishing related capabilities, like for example the page layouts and the master pages. So it's a long list of features. We are really proud of the remote provisioning engine, and we think that it is the future of provisioning of artifacts in SharePoint on-premises and SharePoint Online. But above all, it is a community project. So please feel free and more than welcome to contribute with issues, if any, with pull requests and with Yammer threads. We will be very, very happy to support the community and provide information and guidances about how to use the PNP remote provisioning engine. As a final recap, I want to remind you that we have a bunch of URLs available out there on the internet network where you can find a bunch of information like videos on Channel 9, MSDN articles, the Yammer network, the Office Dev PNP Twitter account, as well as the monthly call that we make, of course on a monthly basis, to share what we do with the entire community. Hope you enjoyed this module about the site remote provisioning, and I want to thank you one last time for following this module and more in general for using the PNP stuff. Thank you.